Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Raise a Glass, the show that tells you all about what happened on this day in music. I'm Jim Fisher, and I ended last week's show with a track from Blonde on Blonde, rock's first double album. Well, within 3 years, the double album trend was effective enough that a band like Chicago could release their first three albums as two record sets. We just listened to one of their first hits, Make Me Smile, and we play that in honor of Walter Perizzider, saxophonist, who also played flute and woodwinds in the band. He died last week at the age of 81 after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Not just a founding member of the band, he was the one who originally conceived the idea of a rock and roll band based around the horn section, long before they became the ultimate soft rock band. He was the one who put the band together, and they rehearsed in the basement of his mom's house. He also toiled as the de facto manager for the band in their early days. Chicago still exists today, but they're one of those bands like Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd that milks the nostalgia circuit with only one original member left. And that song I played, even though it was a hit in its day, you know, it sounded absolutely horrible, like a deaf person mixed it. I thought it was my copy originally, but they all sound bad, even on Spotify. I took the liberty of doing some basic equalization there and improved it a little for you. You're welcome. On this day in 2020, we lost master session guitarist Pete Carr, who played with, oh, you name it, Joan Baez, Bob Seger, Willie Nelson, Joe Cocker, Boz Scaggs, the Staple Singers, Rod Stewart, Wilson Pickett, Hank Williams Jr., and many others. Here he is playing behind Paul Simon. You're on X-Ray.
Yourself good. something, baby. Don't fight. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. All you need is just a little rehearsal. The first thing that you know, you'll be ready for the grand finale. So come on, baby, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Mustang. Put your big feet on the ground. All you wanna do is ride around, baby. Just
ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, baby. Just
ride, Sally, ride.
Trying to catch a trick on
I heard it on the X, and you heard it on the X-ray. It was on this day in 1975, the record that came from, Fandango, became ZZ Top's second album to go gold. Prior to that, the classic Across 110th Street from Bobby Womack. He left us on this day in 2014. We heard the original version of Mustang Sally, performed by the man who wrote the song, Mack Rice, billed here as Sir Mack Rice. Well, a knight? Not really. He died on this day in 2016. The initial recording was not a hit, but 2 years later, Rice's former bandmate in the Falcons, Wilson Pickett, asked if he could record it, and he made it his biggest one. Rice was also known for co-writing the Staple Singers' Respect Yourself. Elvis, before that, doing Let Yourself Go, was on this date in 1968. After a 7-year hiatus from live performances, Elvis put on a black leather outfit and filmed his iconic comeback special for NBC. Initially conceived as a Christmas concert, the show's focus instead shifted to help him appeal to a younger, hipper audience. It would eventually air on December 3rd, 3 days before I was born. It got record-breaking ratings and effectively relaunched Elvis's career before he succumbed to the fat sequin jumpsuit with barbiturates era. At the top, Paul Simon's Kodachrome, and I played that in honor of the man who played guitar on that and many, many other hits. Pete Carr was his name, and he was the lead guitarist for the famed group of session players called the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. He died on this day 6 years ago. Going to give you a little reminder that X-Ray is moving to a new home this summer in the Hosford-Abernethy neighborhood. We're all very excited about the additional ways we can now make physical contact with our listeners. Nothing below the equator, I promise. No, not that kind of physical contact. More like contact through the little community space we'll now have. We're going to have bands playing, record swaps, art shows, all kinds of fun stuff. And we're looking for input on this from our listeners. Go to xray.fm and learn all about it and how you can give us your thoughts on what you'd like to see. And if you're feeling generous, help us out with a little donation to push us over the finish line. All right, time for some hardcore. Crank it up. Annoy your neighbors this Saturday morning. You're on X-Ray.
Make sure that tell your friends that they drive you I'll come picking at your bones. Ooh. You won't have a single atom left to cover up.
I rap a lot. What you gonna do when the beat go drop? What you talk about, Willis? Who the illest? You know my name is Adam, stop calling me Phyllis. You hear some fucking like, what's the glamour? It's just me naked on the cover of Glamour. A phenomenon, pandemonium. The club is blowing up like plutonium.
What's all the fanfare, what's the to-do? With no one to bring the hullabaloo. On stage or at the spa, guaranteed we bring the brouhaha.
Get your brouhaha, get your brouhaha.
There's a commotion that's going down. I talk more than drown the clown. I'm like that whip from Cirque du Soleil, with the leg behind my head and a rhyme to say.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. I get up on a mic and I might even score. 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1. Don't carry a knife and I don't carry a gun.
Yo, we be making mountains out of Cool Whip. Pass me the mint for the julep. Tell me everybody, where is the love? Hey, yo, what's
communicator check 1, 2, 1, 2. This is Bones McCoy on a line to Sulu. See the bullshit, the board factor one. Check your tricorder, set your face at a stun.
Oh baby, you can catch me. Add draw me with the pace to free. You say C, say law. Own as paw. Keska, say the proof of haw. Just back from Japan. Ooh, I'm lying. Going rah, rah. But the Dungeon Dragon, you can dance if you want to leave your friends behind. But if they don't dance and add your own dance, they can kiss my f***ing ass.
Is it your brouhaha? Is it your brouhaha? Is it your brouhaha? Is it your brouhaha?
Thank you.
It was on this day in 1989, the B-52s released Cosmic Thing, their first album following the death of guitarist and co-founder Ricky Wilson. Quite the emphatic comeback. It featured two of their biggest hits with Rome and Love Shack. But we listened to a deeper cut, practically an instrumental, called Follow Your Bliss. On this day in 2004, the Beastie Boys hit number one on the Billboard album chart with To the Five Boroughs, their fourth one to go to the top. We heard The Brouhaha. Prior to that, legendary L.A. South Bay punks, the Circle Jerks, covering the Dead Boys, I Want to Destroy You. It was on this day in 1995 they released their sixth and final studio album, Oddities, Abnormalities, and Curiosities, from whence that song came. It was the band's first and last release on a major label. Mercury Records dropped them after this record stiffed. Circle Jerk singer Keith Morris was also frontman for two bands named after bug sprays, Off and the band at the top of the block, Black Flag. It was on this day in 1986, Black Flag, who had Henry Rollins fronting them at that point, would play their final ever gig in Detroit. Sure, Greg Ginn has reformed the band a couple of times, but it's safe to say absolutely nobody has liked it. We heard Drinking and Driving from their final real record, Loose Nut. Such a far cry from the brilliance of the original band with Keith Morris as singer. A long, slow downhill drop after he left. Hey, did you know today is National Onion Day? Well, it is. Founded by the National Onion Association. How about that? This one's for you, Bill McCleary. All right, let's do a quick check on
this day in history.
...1950. North Korean troops reach Seoul, causing the UN to ask member states to aid South Korea. President Truman orders the U.S. Air Force and Navy into the Korean conflict. The same day, the U.S. sends 35 military advisors to South Vietnam.
Wow, start fighting one war while getting the next one prepped. Now that's thinking ahead.
...1967. The Enfield branch of Barclays Bank in London installs the world's first ATM. 1986. Jim Henson's curious fantasy film Labyrinth is released, with David Bowie seducing teenage Jennifer Connelly whilst wearing an extremely prominent codpiece and constantly fiddling with his three balls.
You know, for kids.
2024. The first debate between presidential candidates Joe Biden and Cheeto Mussolini raises fears about Biden as he creates deranged word salads that rival even those of his opponent.
Every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Oh, God.
comes to you and you follow. Lose one on to the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance. How can the wind with its arms around me? Lost on a way, then after. Of the color sunshine, straight light searching all the meanings of the song.
first you, and then after.
Had a set of bass player birthdays last week. A set just now featuring a couple of bass players who died on this day. And boy, are they big ones. John Entwistle of The Who, one day before the first show of The Who's 2002 U.S. tour. Evidently, he went to his hotel room at the Hard Rock in Vegas with a stripper and a quantity of cocaine. And that was that for old Thunderfingers. We heard some of his best work there on a song that Daltrey and Townsend apparently hated to play live, Dreaming from the Waste. Also in the pantheon of bass players was Chris Squire of Yes, who died on this day in 2015, just a month after he revealed that he had been diagnosed with leukemia. We heard the epic Heart of the Sunrise. Great use of that song in the climax of the movie Buffalo 66. Yes, playing over a strip club in slow motion. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Excellent stuff. And that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next. Got one more for you. It was on this day in 1970, the Transcontinental Pop Festival set off up in Canada. The tour was unique in that rather than flying to each city or taking a bus, everybody traveled together on a chartered Canadian railway train. Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, the band, Flying Burrito Brothers, and Buddy Guy all riding the rails between shows in between Toronto, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, and Calgary. I've played the Dead and the band a lot on this program, so let's go with the Flying Burrito Brothers. This is Sin City on X-Ray. Radio is yours.